97.9 The Hill. Blake Hodge jumping on along with AJ in for Aaron Keck on this Monday afternoon. This is the time that we're able to bring on Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens for Conversations with the Mayors. It's presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, four promises, and one purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carborough. More at carolinachamber.org. And Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much for joining us on this warm afternoon we've got here.
Happy to be on, as I am every week, and I hope you're keeping cool.
We're doing our best over on our end of things down here in the southern portion of the county, and y'all have got a lot of activity for a summer week here going on up in Hillsborough. A few meetings happening on Thursday. We've got some construction that is causing a bridge replacement there that's going to be something to navigate for a little while. We'll get to a few of those things. I wanted to start with the Historic District Commission is having a special meeting, if I'm getting that right, to have a conversation about a couple of potential things going on downtown, Church Street, King Street areas with a possible mural going up, and then maybe looking at restoring an old theater marquee there. What's going on there?
Well, that's potentially, very exciting. Hillsborough has become very much an arts community as well as a place where we preserve our history. Let me say just a quick word of backstory about the Historic District Commission. We have this large historic district, which includes the downtown business area as well as a pretty large part of the old part of town, all the way to Nash Street, to Corbin Street, to the river. And what the Historic District Commission does is review any changes to the exterior of buildings, nothing about the interior. So this is called, this falls right under kind of what they do, whether it's panes or doors or construction or demolition. This is something that the Historic District Commission would review. And so two kind of cool projects. Some folks are familiar with Volume, record store, little beer bar next to Weaver Street, wonderful little place. They're looking at doing a mural on that kind of that wall in that area. That's something new. There's quite a number of these in Chapel Hill. That's something new for Hillsborough, and because it is big thing, I would say, for the exterior of the building. That's something that the Historic District Commission is going to review. And this would be something that would be brought forth by the building owner. My understanding is what they want to do is a tribute to Billy Strayhorn. So something about that, where he learned to play music here in Hillsborough. And though he was originally from Ohio, great jazz, great. He did learn music, and we claim him too. So I think that's a pretty interesting thing. Around on King Street, and King Street, over the next years, is becoming a pretty undergoing a lot of transformation. So we just recently had Tacos Los Altos open with their store there. Yonder reopened where King Street Bar is. We've got the Colonial Inn under renovation. And what was the old Carolina kind of fish and game shop was an old theater that dates back to the 30s in Hillsborough. Mm-hmm. The owners of that building are wanting to restore the marquee and the windows of what the building was like when it was a theater. So that's what's going to be reviewed on Thursday. My understanding is the tenant in that building is going to be sort of an Indian Asian fusion restaurant. Mm-hmm. That'll be way cool to the culinary arts and restaurant scene that we have here in Hillsborough. The outside is what they're proposing to do is restore the marquee. So again, that's going to be reviewed by the Historic District Commission on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And that evening, we have a public hearing with the planning board on a few other things as well.
Yeah, and we want to get to that in a second. I wanted to circle back. You said a few things there with the kind of emerging art scene and the restaurants and everything that's going on in Hillsborough, that this seems to kind of combine a few of those things. Why is it important? What value does it add to have those kind of artistic displays outwardly facing into the public in Hillsborough?
Well, I think the art is something that helps define a sense of place. And if you think, so much of Hillsborough back particularly over the last 4 or 5 decades, when starting in the 1970s, when people were really looking at historic preservation in a serious and systematic way. A lot of that was keeping the character of the town, and which is, of course, wound up in a distinctive sense of place. Art contributes to that. I mean, it's like turbocharges everything, as well as the historic buildings. And this is something that's fairly new for Hillsborough, but we've had some pretty significant successes. Certainly I've had the last Friday concerts and sort of an art scene coming up. We had a few outdoor sculpture tours, which were where we have like 6 or 7 major pieces of sculpture that were placed publicly on a temporary basis. Some of those have become permanent, like Jack, that's right in front of the parking deck. Probably one of the more important ones was the stickwork sculpture. Now, that was a temporary sculpture, but it was there for 3 years, and I think that really transformed people's ideas about it. It drew so many people. It just made Riverwalk even more special than it is. It's amazing how much those things contribute to economic development. And we have the B Hotel now, and so now I think there's this very strong in public art here in Hillsborough, as well as in more traditional arts, whether it's music or the visual art that you see in the galleries.
Mm-hmm. And so again, that Historic History Commission coming up Thursday morning, and you mentioned a moment ago, later on Thursday, the joint public hearing with the Planning Board and the Hillsborough Board of Commissioners, and I know you all have got a few items on the agenda even here during the summer, so what are people going to expect from that meeting?
Sure, and this is a quarterly process that we go through when folks need a review process that would go through the planning board and then the town board, that usually is a special use or rezoning. Then first they make an application, they're put on the schedule for a public hearing, which happens in the first month of the quarter. The planning board then takes that material and makes a recommendation in the second month of the quarter, and then it's brought to the town board in the third month, unless there's been something that delayed the process for some reason. But that's the usual flow of things. It takes about a quarter to get something approved. And so this is the July public hearing. They have a rezoning coming up. There is the car dealership, the Jeep, and other cars that are there that are on Church Street want to relocate to a parcel that's over behind Sheets. We've approved a master plan for that area, and so if they want to move there, they have to bring the more specifics of their plan for that particular lot for a special. The other thing, in part, is we realize it's time to kind of circle back and think about kind of the overall vision for our town, and especially with regards to development. So, what was going to happen is a discussion about what the kind of process we might want to use to engage the public in this 2030 visioning process.
All right, and so whenever you're having those meetings coming up on Thursday, this will be the public hearing, but is that a decision point in there as well, or is it just for the public hearing portion?
Absolutely not. So it is just the public hearing part. So this is a time for the public hearing. We would listen. It is a time that the planning board and the town board can converse when we're talking about visioning process or ordinance or something about concerns, but it is not the decision process. That recommendation that leads to a decision happens a month later in the planning meeting, and then 2 months later when the town board would review with the public hearing information as well as what the planning board recommended in order to make a decision.
So we'll keep an eye on that as that moves along as well. One thing that we heard about earlier this summer, the state announcing some projects that were going to be worked on. One was the Eno Bridge replacement construction that's going on around Hillsborough, and I know that's always going to cause some navigational kind of headaches as people get used to some different things that are going on there, and that construction officially got underway last week, I believe it was. So how's that going so far? What do you want people to know about that?
Yeah, well, it's just starting, but it's going to take a couple of years. I think they're hoping to get this finished in about 2 years, summer of 2021. This is, of course, Highway 70, which goes through the northern part of town, where it crosses the Eno. They will first build a temporary bridge and to route traffic and carry it, and then build the permanent bridge. It will be a little bit larger than the current bridge in many ways, so it could accommodate, ultimately, the Mountains of the Sea Trail that could go underneath. Right now, there is the trail that goes right up to that bridge. So that's sort of exciting for the hikers and that connectivity that we have with the trail to the rest of the triangle. For commuters, they're going to be clear about not doing one-lane traffic during rush hours in the morning, on weekdays, and on holidays. But they can expect some delays on that particular route over the course of the next 2 years.
All right, so we have to keep up with that as it moves along, and know that people will be excited about having that in the rearview mirror, but like you said, just getting started along a couple-year process here. But a few things happening in the near term. You all have got a couple of events coming up over the course of July, so tell us about a few of those things that are coming up later on.
Sure. Well, my understanding is the 21st is National Ice Cream Day, Maple View Farm, on the 21st. And then a little bit later, so the last Friday is coming up, a week from this Friday, so a little bit less than 2 weeks away. There's also the Orange Community Players. It's going to be their version of Mary Poppins. They always do such wonderful community theater, so we encourage people to come see that. So if you go to the Visit HillsboroughNC.com website, information about all those wonderful.
Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, thanks for hanging with us through a couple of technical hiccups on that. We appreciate your time this afternoon, and thanks for keeping us informed on what's going on up in Hillsborough.
Yeah, have a great week.
You too. All right, that is Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens here on Conversations with the Mayors. It is